Well, the Danny campaign, it came around because we spoke to Danny's family about the issues that they faced, and they explained to us that they often couldn't communicate with Danny or get hold of him, and when they could, they couldn't stay in contact with him, which meant that they wasn't really able to help him or encourage him to go back home. So what we're hoping to do is, if people have got our mobiles, we'd like them to donate them. And what we're going to do is we're going to hand these out to our friends of the homeless community. And we're going to pre-program these mobiles with lots of really useful numbers. So it will be things like Birmingham City Centre, local drop-in centres, all the services that they may need. It will also have our number in as well, so they can contact us for any of their immediate needs. But we're hoping that by doing this, that they can reach out to us and they can kind of say, I'd like you to help me find my family. I'd like to get back in contact with them. And it just opens up those communication lines, which I think a lot of people have forgotten, that the homeless communities have kind of lost that because they don't really have any way of communicating openly. Once the office doors are shut at 5 o'clock, that's it. They're on their own. There isn't anywhere else for them to go.
So the idea is then you'll equip a homeless person with a phone. You'll pre-program it. So if they need help from a particular centre or a particular source, those numbers will be in the phone. So, you know, in the darkest hours of the night, if you're a rough sleeper, there's no excuse for saying, well, I don't know where to turn, because you will put in the numbers into the phone so that people will have somewhere to turn to. But you're also, for people like Danny, going to make it possible, if people want to be contacted or willing to be contacted by their family members, you're happy to operate as that kind of that central point.
Yeah, we're looking to kind of be that mediator, because I think a lot of people forget the homeless community don't have access to the services that we have. For example, there are things like social media, like Facebook. It's really easy for me to type someone's name in and find a person and send them a message and say, this person is looking for you and wants to communicate with you. The homeless community, they don't have access to these services, and a lot of them don't even know how they work. So we're hoping that they can call us and say, can you help me find my mom? Can you send them a message? Can you give them my number? And we're really hoping that we can just get people back connected, back talking, and hopefully in some situations get them back home where they should be.